Who looks after everyday IT issues in your workplace or business? Well, chances are it's someone who doesn't officially carry the title of IT manager. That's the finding of new research from Microsoft, signalling perhaps a growing trend of the involuntary IT manager. Now, on the line to talk about the research and the launch of Microsoft 365 Business is Ian Hurd, the GM for Digital Workplace and Collaboration. G'day, Ian.
Hey, Andy.
Now, just looking through some of the findings of this research, Ian, I'm reading that 63% of people are solving IT problems in addition to their formal job role. Why is this happening?
Yeah, look, I think that's a great point. I think it's been a real eye-opener for ourselves and throughout this point is, you know, in small to medium businesses, we're seeing an awful lot of people, you know, going to the cloud and finding new applications and also enabling their workforce to find applications. But what we're seeing is that's leading to, you know, fragmented solutions out there inside their business. It's leading to a really fragmented IT strategy in general, and getting this stuff to work together has been a real challenge for a lot of these people. And as you said, 63% of people seeing that their time is being spent on tech issues, and that's accounted for 10% of their working week, which is huge.
Yeah. So what sort of businesses are we finding this is the normal situation in?
Yeah, this is typically in small to medium businesses where maybe they haven't got the headcount for a formal IT department. So, you know, typically organizations of less than 100 people who, you know, it becomes everybody's job in those organizations to do everything, to multitask. And, you know, these are the companies that really, you know, need to be the heartbeat of the Australian economy. You know, as we know, we're seeing digital transformation really enabling that unprecedented opportunity for these SMBs now. But what that means is they need time and they need focus. You know, they've got a great opportunity. You know, we're seeing organizations around the world now moving from, I guess, time from them being in the garage as a one-person band through to being a unicorn has been as little as 2 years now. So there's a great opportunity, but they need to have that time to focus.
How are people actually dealing with IT issues if they don't have the formal training or knowledge?
You know, one of the big pieces of the research that we had was that a lot of the time they're seeing this as a great opportunity to go to self-serve. You know, they want to go on we're seeing them go on the internet and really troubleshoot themselves. And that's really what we've seen. You know, 9 in 10 employees saying it's important to be able to access and troubleshoot technology issues without a professional. And nearly half of those employees seeing that the internet is their primary route for technical assistance.
So basically, we've got a lot of people Googling solutions, essentially, or Bing, perhaps, as you might do there.
Definitely Binging.
So when is it not okay for, non-IT staff to be solving IT issues?
I think this is, especially from a strategic perspective, it's turning out to be a big challenge, especially around security. You know, the research that we've seen globally, and it was a real eye-opener for myself. You know, I always saw cyber attacks, for instance, as being targeting government organizations or big organizations. What we've seen is that 43% of all cyber attacks target small businesses. And of those small businesses who've been hit, 60% of those breached are out of business within 6 months. So that's a really stark finding that, you know, we need to ensure that there's a consistency of IT strategy here. We need to ensure that there's a consistency of security strategy because, you know, a breach is a serious thing for a small business and any business.
I guess this is where Microsoft 365 Business comes into play. But how exactly does that fit into this conversation around involuntary IT managers?
From our perspective, you know, we're seeing, especially as millennials come into the workplace and by 2020, 50% of the workforce will be millennials. And these are people who are used to just choosing applications that they find in the various app stores out there, et cetera. So we need to make sure that this standardization doesn't take away from that user experience of flexibility. So what we've done with Microsoft 365 Business is really put together and fundamentally change the way that we design our solutions. So no longer are we designing in, you know, boutique product groups. We're bringing together the entire user experience of Office, of our Windows business, and also enterprise mobility security into one turnkey solution that really enables customers to focus on user experience, whether it be with our Cortana digital assistant service to really accelerate how they work, from our Office tools like, say, Pro Plus, which really knit together typical office applications like Excel, PowerPoint, OneDrive, et cetera, all into a single user experience. From a collaboration perspective, really bringing together elements like Teams, where they can collaborate with their team and other teams to really accelerate collaboration both remotely and in the office. And also security with tools like, say, EMS, where we can literally manage any device, whether it's Android, iOS, Windows, whether it's mobile or desktop, to be able to provide that security and reassurance. And then what we've also done is layered on top of that some really unique and very cool business applications that enable organizations to really have this as a one-stop shop, small businesses to have this as a one-stop shop for their organization. So I'll identify a couple, say like Bookings, where we offer an online booking platform now for customers to schedule appointments from the web with that business. So actually go on the web, book in, say, a session at a hairdresser's or a doctor's or what have you, a time to meet a professional on the web without any overhead of administration. And also things like Customer Manager, where we look through Outlook to get a complete view of interactions with each customer. And we're adding to these applications all the time to make it more and more relevant. Right now, for instance, we have in preview in the US and the UK, and we're launching in Australia shortly, things like Connections, where it's a simple way to use email marketing or listings, where you can ensure that your business is listed on Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, etc. So we're really looking at this as a real turnkey solution to take away the overhead of involuntary IT manager in the small business.
Does it do away with the need to have someone who has who is an IT person, I guess, in these size businesses, or does it better empower the people who are kind of dealing with it day to day at the moment anyway?
Absolutely. I think it is an empowerment. You know, what we're seeing in these many of these organizations is there is no dedicated IT person. It's really a bit of everybody's job. And so the idea here is to be able to enable these organizations to focus on their day job, which is accelerating their business and hopefully turn them into one of these unicorn success stories we're seeing around the world right now.
Okay. And what sort of costs are we seeing involved for these small to medium businesses? Is it going to save, the idea is it's going to save them money in the long term, improve productivity?
Absolutely. I think there's two cost-saving areas here. I think firstly, is you mentioned their productivity. So productivity is due to the involuntary IT management, productivity gains through reduced downtime. I think then the second part is, you know, what we're seeing is organizations going out there and buying ineffective patchwork quilts of technology. And as you know, stacking these over-the-top applications on top of each other can be an expensive work, and they stack up gradually. So that this is a great opportunity for organizations to consolidate and consolidate their cost base.
So where can businesses find out more about Microsoft 365 Business?
So certainly online through our Microsoft.com, you know, specific area there with regards to Microsoft 365 Business. And also if you have a Microsoft partner today, please do reach out to them and find out more. You know, what I would say is that our partners play a crucial part in this to make sure they intrinsically know your business. So, you know, certainly work with them and ensure that Microsoft 365 Business is integrated into your business and your business processes today.
Great, Ian. Thanks for the info and taking some time out for Tech Daily.
Thanks so much, Andy.